Blog Talk Radio.
About today's program. Welcome to this edition of Christian Talk, and it's TNT time. Hi, Cecilia. How are you today?
I am so blessed, and I really want to say hi to all our friends and family from all over the world. God bless you. Bless your ears tonight. We're going to be talking about some really good subjects, and praise the Lord for Pastor T. And all of the things God has given him.
Yes, indeed. Praise. And we have a pretty good topic. One of my favorite topics that we're going to talk about tonight. So I really want everybody to really to really tune in. As a matter of fact, you could pick up your phones or grab your computers and inbox somebody or text your family and friends and tell them to dial in tonight. Dial in. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537, or just click on the picture of T. Meyer and Tasila on Facebook. Where if you see it on Facebook, wherever you see a picture of us with the or the link, more so the link of today's program, just click on the links in case you want to listen from your computer, okay? And then, you know, everything will be fine. you can also see us. You'll probably see it on Facebook, all kind of social medias, because we also have The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. It's almost like Christian Talk, but you're actually seeing us, okay? It's on HSBN.TV. And you can get us on everything, Roku, iHeartRadio, YouTube. Put in The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain, okay? And that'll be a lot of fun. And also, if you're looking for a place to worship, come worship with us at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. That's every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. So come and join us. You will be blessed, all right? And I tell you what, why don't you guys stay put, and we will be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for heart. A child that will give, and they're all give it all. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give, and they're all give it all. Your whole heart. He wants it all. walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate. He's longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he said, love me. Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today.
Wants us to give him our all. Give him our all.
Ooh.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
That
Hallelujah.
So
and
true. He
yes,
wants it all.
Absolutely. He wants it all. Not a little, not part of it, but all of it. You know, that's some of the problems that many Christians have. And I have to say, especially men, maybe not especially men, but that's kind of what I've observed, is men seem to have a hard time giving everything to the Lord. There are certain parts that they like to keep to themselves, you know. But once we learn how to surrender everything to him, then our lives become more peaceful. No more confusion, no more struggles, no more inward battles and all of that. It becomes more peaceful. Giving everything to the Lord. You know,
I
hold
think
on,
it's
I'm,
a human
hearing,
problem. It's a human problem. A human problem. I think all humans have the same. That's the whole battle is in your flesh to let it all go. And give God 100%, because people feel they're missing something.
Right, and you know what that says? That says that we're not trusting God. So if we're not giving Him our all, that means we're not trusting Him. It's a trust issue now, because you feel like you need to hold on to this instead of surrendering it all to the Lord. But learn to trust in the Lord. And in the power of his might, and you will see that he will never fail you. Trust in the Lord. Amen? Amen.
Yes, I like that. Amen.
I hear something, and I believe you might be hearing it too, Pastor Tosilo. What is this? Tells us all, you know what this means. What's happening? Well, what's happening is that it's a TNT moment on this TNT time with Christian Talk. So, Pastor Tosilo, what are we talking about today?
Well, it's something I gave my life to, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
I gave my life to Christ. But I gave it also to be one of his soldiers and his army.
Yes.
And the question is, who are the 144,000? And it's so interesting because this question comes from the book of Revelations in chapter 7. For those who are following along and you want to read and you want to understand, first we're coming out of Jesus opening up all these seals and breaking all these curses. And chapter 6, Jesus is tearing down these strongholds and breaking curses and releasing things. And then the ultimate thing that Jesus does, it's coming up. It reads in chapter 7, after this I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. And as they were restraining the four winds so that no wind would blow on the land, on the sea, or any trees, then I saw another angel ascending from the sea who had the seal of the living God. He shouted out with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to damage the earth and the sea, saying, do not damage the earth, the sea, or the trees until we have marked the loving servants of our God with a seal on their foreheads. And I discovered the number of those who were sealed. It was 144,000 sealed out of every tribe of Israel's people. This angel carrying the seal of God speaks of God's grace and mercy triumphing over judgment. James 2:13 says, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Isn't that interesting? Mercy triumphs over judgment because it's God's will to show mercy before judgment.
Yeah.
We're in judgment on the earth right now, but you have to understand something. That's not what God really wants. It's his mercy that triumphs over judgment. He really wants to see his people back with him and sealed. But back to the 144,000, the seal on their forehead is the mind of Christ, the mark of Christ. The winds of judgment are being held back until the sons of God have the thoughts and the mind of Christ. To be sealed means to be protected from judgment. Ezekiel 9:4 says, go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the forehead of those who grieve and lament over the detestable things that are being done in it. I know that I'm grieved, and if you're not, you should be. I know I'm very grieved about some of the things that we're seeing on the earth right now. But he's telling the angel, he says, put a mark on the forehead of those who grieve and lament over the detestable things that are being done in it. The seal of the lamb's blood on the doors of Israelites protected them from the death angel. The new covenant seal that we are receiving in this hour is the Holy Spirit, the mind of Christ that opens our hearts to the full sevenfold restoration of heaven. We are the seven sealed scrolls. We are that is broken open so that all the conquering life of Christ will subdue all things like us, in us, everything that pertains to us, everything that hinders us. God is breaking us and molding us and shaping us. Philippians 3:2-1 says, who shall change our vile bodies that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. We are living letters, not with ink, but by the Spirit of God, writing truth upon our hearts. The truth is there is a full inheritance of you being made heirs and sons of God. 144,000 is the 12 times 12 times 1,000. This speaks of completeness and represents God's raising up sons and daughters who carry fully his image and likeness. It is the number of Christ multiplied in his sons and daughters coming in the likeness of his son. These are those who have wrestled with their nature and have become princes with God. But just like all 12 tribes were not birthed at the same time, so is it with these. They are birthed from glory to glory, each tribe being sealed by God's marvelous hand. Judah, which means praise, in every list of the 12 tribes, Reuben, the firstborn, is always listed first. But not here, in the word, Judah is listed first, not because he was the firstborn, but because he was the tribal head of King David and Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Israel begins with the spiritual, not the natural. Judah is the spiritual head of Israel and points to Christ, the true firstborn of creation and the firstborn of many brothers. As we are sealed into the tribe of Judah, we are given our revelation of our sonship in him. Once we have seen Judah's lion as heaven's firstborn son, we move to beholding that son living in us, Christ in you, and fully being formed in you. This is a revelation of that God has given to those that are heirs that belong to him and that have matured into the fullness of Christ. This is such a beautiful way Christ has made for all true believers. And it's a revealing. It's not something that a lot of people understand, but they do understand new birth. I remember back way 20, 30 years ago, we've been Christians now for 40-something years, when our pastor used to say, just go with it, understand this portion, and later you will understand the big picture. And I didn't understand what he was trying to say, but he was saying, right, believe now regarding the new birth, and then you will see how massive the new birth is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people understand being born again, but they don't understand how massive the plan is that God has for those who are going to be heirs of Christ Jesus. Like it says, Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. And so a lot of times we don't understand how literal that is, that you are going to be born just like Jesus was the first of the new creation. You're going to be born also and glorified like Christ. It's so beautiful what God has, this seal for the 144,000, and it just starts off with 144,000. It's going to multiply to a number,
yes,
that cannot be seen or even comprehended.
Right, it cannot be numbered. Right.
Amen, Brother T. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, man. It is so exciting. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Always living.
Counselor, Prince of Peace. Praise the Lord. I love this topic, Pastor Tasila. Who is the 144,000? You know, I mean,
I could talk all night about it.
We could talk about it because, you know, that song, When the Saints Go Marching In, how I love to be in that number. Well, that number is 144,000. But remember that God blesses the remnant or a small number for the benefit of everybody. So if even if you're not in that number, you're still going to get the blessings that come from it. The reason why the Lord chose a small remnant. You remember now when he chose the 12, what did he do? He blessed all the people. He chose 12 men. He blew on them, and they went out healing the sick and casting out them demons. So he blessed them to serve the multitude, and that's what this 144,000 is going to do. Many people think that the 144,000 spoken of in Scripture are all men. Some people say these are all men, and some say that they're all Jews, physical Jews. But the truth of the matter is that they're all Christians. They're Christians. The 144,000 are true believers, followers, disciples, and lovers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, how do you know this, Pastor T? Because as you read the scripture in Revelation 14, verse 1, it says, "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion." First of all, the lamb is standing, which means he's alive. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is standing on the Mount Zion. And with him, 144,000 having his Father's name written in their foreheads. Well, what does that mean? God's name written in our foreheads. And you really hit the nail on the head, Pastor Tosilo. It means we're sealed with the mind of God. And you notice that these people are with Jesus on the top of the mountain. That speaks of authority, God's government. We sing a new song. These people sing a new song before the Lord. We are those who are not defiled by these Babylonian governments and church systems of the world. We are redeemed from among men, saved, sanctified, set aside for God's peculiar purpose. We are virgins because we have been born again, born from above. We have no deceit in our mouths because we speak the pure word of God. We have no fault because we are washed in his blood. Why the number? Why this 144,000 number? Why that number? What does that mean? That number is, like you said, 12,000 times 12,000. The number 12 represents multiplication. And I'll give you an example. Jacob had 12 sons, and they multiplied and became Israel, the Israel of today. And Jesus converted 12 men, and they multiplied and became Christianity of today. It means renewal. The number 12 also means renewal. The 12-year-old that Jesus raised from the dead, the girl was a type of the church coming back to life in this hour. The church is going to be revived. This is not just a revival. It is a complete, total revive, being completely revived, brought back to life. The number 12 means restoration. Restoration. The lady who had an issue of blood, she had it for 12 years, but she was restored. This was a type of the restoration and healing that's coming to the church in this hour. The number 12 means leadership. The 12 sons of Jacob were leaders of their families, just as the children of Israel had 12 elders. And the apostles were also 12 leaders of the early church. The number 12 is the number of authority. It represents God's government. The 144,000 is on Mount Zion. It's God's government on the earth. It is God's glorious last day church. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 through 24. But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Now all of this is Mount Zion. And to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. This is the church of just men and women. When that scripture says just men made perfect, it meant men and women, mankind, just men and women made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, the new agreement, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh continually, speaketh better things than that of Abel. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is right there in the midst of his church. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in his church, that's where he wants to be, in the midst of us. In Revelation chapter 7, and I'm glad you read this too, the Lord breaks it down a little more to give us a little more of the revelation of the 144,000. Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. That's one of the reasons why most people think that these are all Jews. You see, but here's the revelation. The word tribe also means branch. The word tribe also means branch. That picture is referring to Christians, not physical Jews. Why do you say this, Pastor T? Because in this scripture, as you continue to read, you will see that it starts, and I'm so happy you brought this out, Pastor Tosila, it started with the tribe or branch of Judah. Why Judah? Reuben was the firstborn, was Jacob's firstborn, because this is not physical. This is not physical Israel. It starts with Judah.
That's natural.
Right. This scripture is referring to God's new branches, which starts with Judah, because Jesus is the real Israel, and we are the branches of the real Israel. Jesus, the real Israel, the true vine, is from the branch or tribe of Judah. It is God building his tree of life in this hour, of which he is the vine and we are the branches.
The branches
of the tribe of Judah, of the tribe or branch of Judah, which means praise, like you had mentioned earlier. It means praise because we will show forth his praise on earth, on this earth. We're sealed. They were sealed 12,000. So of the tribe of Judah was sealed 12,000. And it goes on to say of the tribe of Reuben. Reuben, which represents mankind, actually Reuben represents the sons of God, the mankind. They were sealed 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, of the tribe of Gad. After this branch is sealed, they shall bring forth God's good fortune to his people in this hour. It just about tells you their job. It tells you our job through the names of these tribes or branches, as I call them. It was 12,000 out of that of the tribe of Asher. 12,000 Asher means, or Asher means, this branch will bring forth happiness or blessings. Happiness and blessings. That's what God's people are being anointed for, sealed for, to bring happiness and blessing. And which and also of the tribe of Naphtali, which means struggling. God is bringing his people out of tribulation and giving them spiritual strength. Naphtali's symbol was a gazelle, which means spiritual strength. And, you know, and going on and on with the other tribes.
Well,
go ahead.
I wanted to bring out something that you were just talking about Naphtali, when you said it meant bringing up struggling, and also it means warfare between your own flesh and spirit, between living in the natural realm and in the sonship realm of the spirit.
Yes.
That's a struggle.
It's a struggle, and that's one of the things we
living
have to overcome.
In two realms at the same time.
At the same time.
We have our flesh, And it's a warfare between our flesh and our spirit, living in the natural, and knowing that you are called to a high calling and of sonship, and you have to live in that realm also as a son of God. So that's what the wrestling and the struggling is.
Yeah, it's reality, and it's giving us a glimpse of, you know, the battles that we will have to go through, but keeping in mind that we're sealed. So that means we're overcoming, and we're having the mind of Christ upon us. So, yeah, all of these things are things that we're going to have to overcome. Even Manasseh, the tribe or branch of Manasseh, which means to forget your struggles, your toils, your trials, all the things that you've gone through. The Lord will cause us to forget. Simeon, which means to hear, to listen, to hear the word of God. And that's so important. We must hear the word. Levi means adjoining. It means that we're to be joined to the Lord, to be one with Jesus. Issachar means reward. God will bring reward to his people. Zebulun means to dwell in honor. Joseph, which means God will add. It means that we'll multiply. And Benjamin, which means son of my right hand, because we will be sitting with Jesus on his throne, just like Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father on his throne. They were all called tribes, but in reality, they are branches with Jesus as the true vine. Jesus is our high priest, and the breastplate of Jesus has the physical children of Israel on the shoulders in order of their birth. When you look at the breastplate, now Aaron wore a type of this breastplate, and on the shoulders of the breastplate was the children of Israel by birth. And you might say, well, why? Well, because Israel, physical Israel, is like their lost sheep. And Jesus is going to bring them back into the fold. And any time a shepherd brings the sheep back to the fold, he puts them on his shoulder. So he's bringing Israel back to the fold. But Israel's on his shoulders by birth. But the names of the children of Israel that's on the breastplate, that's different. It starts, once again, with the tribe of Judah. Because these are the people that are close to God's heart. These are his true Israel, spiritual Israel. And I know a lot of people hate to hear you say that, but spiritual Israel heart. We're in the heart of Jesus. And what our work is what the name is. We're Judah. We are the people that will bring forth his praise in this hour. So therefore, we started Judah. The reason the Lord started with Judah is because that's representing the new humanity, Jesus Christ, the new humanity. Yes, he is the last Adam. Amen. And you want to hear a revelation, Pastor Tosila?
I want it.
You ever wonder?
Definitely.
Now, in Scripture, you read that Jesus is the last Adam. Okay, so why doesn't Scripture actually say the last Eve? We say that Jesus is the last Adam, not the second Adam, but the last Adam. It is written in Scripture. So now, why is it that Scripture isn't speaking of the last Eve? You know why, Pastor Tosila? It's because the last Eve is in the last Adam. The last Adam, remember in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, the fifth chapter,
it was beautiful.
Yeah. God himself God himself in the fifth chapter of Genesis called both Adam and Eve Adam. He called them both Adam. Adam named Eve Eve. but God called them Adam, both of them. And we're going back to that. So the last, that's why you hardly hear any, we know that the last Eve is there. You know, we're his bride, we're his church, we know that. But we are in the last Adam. We are in Christ. We're one with Christ. So therefore, we are also the last Adam. Praise the Lord. I hope some of you got that.
So if God took Eve from out of Adam, then he's going to bring the church, the bride, out of Christ.
Amen. And that happened when Jesus
from
was
out of
here.
Out of his body is going to come the bride of Christ. Just
exactly.
Like he took Eve from out of Adam's body, he's going to take
exactly.
The bride from out of Jesus' body. Bring forth
from his
the bride.
Side when he was when he was pierced
mm-hmm.
on his side, that brought forth us, his bride.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Now I just about lost where I was when I went to that. And now my
well, let's
all
go
over.
To a
no,
song and relax on all of this. Let's just go to a song and relax, and we'll be right back.
Okay, well, just like all of us, we all want to be used by the living God. So use us, Lord. Cleanse us, prepare us, help us, and then use us, Lord.
Beaten, crucified, and died.
want to be used.
God.
Yes.
Amen.
Use us, Lord. And, you know, just this want to, you know, kind of end with this just to let everybody know we are not tribes. We are branches. And each of us has a number, the number 12, because we are leaders. We are those who will multiply and replenish the earth. We are those who have the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. That number 12 that God has placed on that 12,000 times 12,000, that 144,000 small remnant, and it's just a small remnant. And then you notice that after God has sealed his ministers, then there's a number which no man can number. And you have mentioned that too, because God releases us into all the world to be fruitful and multiply upon the earth and subdue it. We will complete the Great Commission, Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 through 12. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The 144,000, like we said earlier, for everybody listening, is a seed. It's just a seed that God is going to use and plant in the earth that will multiply. A small remnant that will multiply and fill the entire earth for the glory of God. We will bring forth God's kingdom, his government on this earth and in this world, into this world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you excited about that, Pastor Tasila?
I'm so excited. We could go into other things regarding why the enemy is so angry and want that position, because and why the angels look into these positions, because these are for those with navels that have a birth that God created, and even the angels want to know what is man that God is so mindful of him to have this beautiful, I call it the grand finale of all things. Like God said, eye has not seen or ear heard what God has prepared for those who wait on him, who love him, who have served him in all this time. And it's so beautiful, and he's given us glimpses of it because we're being pushed into it now. And it's time for it to come forth, the manifestation of what God is doing. That's why it says the whole creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. These are the sons of God coming forth with God's mind. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I said it, but Jesus even said it. He said, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. He tells you. But when you say that this group is coming with the mind of God, it just disturbs people because they have to have a revelation of God wants his mind in you. He wants his heart in you. And he wants his spirit fully in you. These are really beautiful times that we're living in. And I know a lot of people feel pressed on every side, but God is bringing forth the last good wine. He's bringing forth, that's what this pressing and crushing, because he's going to bring forth this good wine at the end. You're going to see that it wasn't worth, it's worth the wait and the serving, right?
Yeah, that's right. It may not look like it, but we are living in some great times right now. We're about to see things that even the prophets wanted to look into. We're about to see things mm-hmm. and experience things that people had from the time of old had longed to do this. Remember, Abraham saw mm-hmm. Jesus' day and rejoiced when he saw it. So now we're mm-hmm. living in the results of Jesus coming to earth and dying for our sins, and now the glory that shall follow. It's a great time to be living, even though it may not look like it. It may look like we're mm-hmm. losing the battle, but believe me, Christians, we are not losing. No matter how it looks, we are not losing this battle. We are actually winning, mm-hmm. and we're going to ultimately win the war. We are the victorious ones. We are the victorious ones, and always remember that. You know, Satan may put us against the ropes a little bit here and there every so often, but that's okay. We just come out swinging, and we come out with more power because our trust is in the living God, and we are going to give this world a big haymaker, and it's going to change the course of many things. We're going through a change. A tribulation, mm-hmm. you could call it, a time of what is it that women go through when they're having in their babies?
Travailing.
A time of travailing, right? So we are kind of going mm-hmm. through that right now, and there's persecutions all over the world. We're going through birth pains mm-hmm. because something great is about to come forth. Something great mm-hmm. is coming forth from out of God's people. Jesus is going to be clearly seen in us. He's going to be clearly mm-hmm. seen. And remember, like I always say, Jesus will be seen in persons before we see him in person. Before he comes mm-hmm. in the clouds and the whole world, he's coming to his people first. He's coming inside his people. Mm-hmm. He will be seen in his people.
And I wanted to bring
first.
Out this point too. Amen. And it continues in 7:13. It says, "Then one of the elders asked me, 'Who are these in glistening white robes, and where have they come mm. from?' And I answered, 'My Lord, you must know.' Then he said to me, 'They are ones who have washed their robes and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb and have emerged from the midst of great pressure and ordeal,'"
mm.
which is what is mm. going on. You guys see that right now.
Right.
And that pressure is the tribulation that is going on in the world right now. And he said, "For this reason, they are before the throne of God, ministering to him as priests day and night within his cloud-filled sanctuary. And the enthroned one spreads over them his tabernacle of shelter." And that's mm-hmm. a figure of speech for God dwelling with them and making his very residence with us. He's the enthroned one. He leans over us during these times. And this is what is coming, even though we see tribulation and we see judgment, but we also are witnessing the enthroned one over each and every true Christian believer's life. This is a status that Christians have right now, a place mm-hmm. in the Lord. And so when we're talking about things are happening and pressure is occurring, you got to realize that God has and leans over us in this time. And even in the times where famine and all that, you don't even have to worry, because you will never experience hunger or thirst. because God mm-hmm. will be completely satisfying us in this time. So there's a lot of benefits for walking as a true believer and walking under this umbrella that we're speaking of. You don't have to be afraid when we talk about it or when we try to bring out some of the points about the time that we're in. Be happy. And because your God reigns and he loves you and he has a lot of plans. Like I said, God, he wants to be merciful before he wants to be filled with judgment. Judgment comes
yes.
to sinners and wicked people. It's not for
right.
God's people. It's not for those that mm-hmm. are walking according to his word. So be happy, be joyful, and just thank the Lord for more and more revelation that he's giving us about himself and his body. And what I love is that Jesus just didn't die so that we can go to heaven. He died so that we can also be heirs. Heirs.
Yes.
That's big.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Pastor T?
That's real
Being
big.
Being an heir.
That's real big. Yes.
He didn't just die so that we could go to heaven. He died so we could be heirs. And that's why in the scripture it keeps saying he's the first of many brethren. Because there's more.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more to being a Christian than just going to heaven, like people say, and singing on a harp. God has some things for you. He has some changes
Amen.
He want to do in your body. And he wants to make his habitation with us, not just when we get there, but even now. He wants
even
to
now.
Enthrone us, protect us.
That's right.
And that's why that scripture in Psalms 91, where it says, he that abideth in the secret place of the Most High, under the shelter, under his feather of his wings, there's a place
Amen.
God has provided in this midnight hour. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we're running out of time now, so I just want to leave everybody with this. From this point onward, walk as sons. Sons of God.
Right.
Walk as sons of God from this point onward, because we're getting ready to
mm-hmm.
enter into the kingdom realm of God, and that's our realm. That's the realm that God has prepared for us. So let's start walking as sons. Thank you for tuning in. We love you guys more than you'll ever know, and just keep in mind that we're here next week, and tell your friends and families to dial in or listen from their computers, okay? God bless you all. Good night.
Good night. Love you all.